Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, we had the big showdown yesterday in the House of Representatives. Would Liz Cheney keep her third-ranking position in the Republican Party in the House? And this seems to be the biggest story in some circles, and I think in the majority of average American circles. Does anybody care about Liz Cheney right now?
Well, I think the bigger issue is, why is it being made such a big story? I am a big fan of Liz Cheney. I do like her staunch conservatism. She's extremely fiscally responsible. So in that aspect of things, I think that she is important to the Republican Party. I don't think we always should agree. I don't think we should always have the same point of views. And I'm okay with that. But the underlining story for mainstream media, Liz Cheney is just the fuel trying to get to a Trump story.
Right.
That's all it's about. Their ratings are down. They're not getting the attention. No one wants to have a book, to read a book about the interview with all due respect to Ms. Cheney, but it's another opportunity to go after President Trump. The Republicans made their decision just like any other. She was voted out. It's not the end of the world. She didn't lose her seat. She's just not. The direction of the party is different from her philosophy right now. They disagree with her on her views of things, and so be it. It happens all the time. But the underlying story is somehow they can maybe get this in some sound bites from President Trump and turn this into an 8-part series. And it's just it's laughable. I mean, it's just not really a story.
Yeah, and you know, don't you think that the reflection of the people in the Republican Party who support Liz Cheney and the people in the Republican Party who, let's go, Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, in 2022, the Republican Party is going to need both of those voters. And come 2022, I imagine that this type of divide will probably not be allowed to be as publicly prominent as right now it is when it's May of 2021.
Right, but the people who are voting for the different individuals don't all vote together. So, you know, will this affect Cheney's seat in the future? Will she win re-election if she so chooses it? That's the question that I'm sure she's more concerned with. She was elected by her constituents for a reason, and if she continues to do what they need to do, she'll probably serve for a long time. The cosmetics of, oh, the Republican Party voted her out, oh, they ostered her out, and oh, it's because they're all about the big lie. Listen, I don't know any Republicans that I talk to that think the election was stolen or are still subscribing to that stuff. It seems to me that the left is subscribing to that more than the right, because they're using that to any challenge that the Republicans make about policies, about, let's say, the fallen immigration reform it's a complete, you know, catastrophe. And their answer to everything is, it's a big lie. You know, it's like you can't have a conversation with a self-serving Democrat right now without him going there, because that's the card they're going to play. You know, is anyone happy their side lost? No. You don't think there's people that are still talking about Al Gore should have been president? Absolutely. You know, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm sure there's Scott Norwood is probably still saying, wide right, you know, laces left, You know, there's always going to be people. For those of you who don't know, that's the Buffalo Bills kicker who blew it 2 years in a row. But, you know, it's a little sports fact. But the point is, there's always going to be individuals who are going to feel like, oh, man, my guy should have won.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're still counting on that and acting like it's never happened before, you know, it's just it's laughable. And it's but that's what they're holding on to, because all roads for ratings leads to President Trump. You need that. And there's no – hey, Liz Cheney is not a fan, never has been. We get it. You got 45 different parties in the Democratic Party. We've got two in the Republican Party. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
And if they check and balance each other and they – squabble and debate for the best thing, I'm all for it.
Tyrus is a Fox Nation host of Nuff Said and Fox News contributor. This idea that they keep, you know, it's everywhere. They keep talking about the big lie, and the big lie is everywhere. Do you think the audits undermine democracy? I mean, that's what the left is saying, is that we can't audit anything because that would undermine our faith in the election.
You can, last time I checked, it's a free country, and you can question anything. That's how it works. Literally, I could still question the final score of the Giants-Patriots game when we lost the perfect season. Was that holding on Seymour? I feel like it was. I go to sports whenever I need an analogy, because it's pretty much the same thing. You're always the whole point of democracy is to question and have issues, and if you want changes or you think this and that, and then you vote about it. You know, then the people you put in office make decisions on it. And they put it before, this is how it all works. Not every idea is great. Not everybody's right. Not everybody, and that's all across the board. You think the Green New Deal was an amazing idea? No, it was not. It was thrown together. Were there some good parts in it? Sure. But, you know, banning cows and airplanes? Don't really think that's going to fly. Does that make them out to destroy democracy because they had a ridiculous idea? No. That's why we have the situations in place to where we have votes and House members and Congress members and all that fun stuff, so we can get this stuff settled out. So the fact that you attacked every time someone questions something in itself is a problem.
We're speaking with Tyrus, a Fox News contributor, joins us each week here on the Annie Fry Show. Speaking of sports, since that is a place that I like to go as well, when we're looking at the way sports, specifically baseball, is handling COVID right now, we've seen various, you know, Texas, the Rangers were the first ones to say, come one, come all, let's do this thing. Other stadiums are starting to do that. The St. Louis Cardinals are talking about full capacity in June. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of the state of Illinois, has said that he is going to now allow the Cubs and the White Sox to have vaccinated sections and non-vaccinated sections. I'm just curious what your thought is. When you look across these 50 states and you see how all these individual states are handling this, it seems as though it's the same virus and it's the same outdoors, but handling it so incredibly differently when the science is consistent. Just want to get your reaction on how sports specifically has been handling this issue.
I think Texas handled it phenomenally. I think the problem is because the CDC allowed the politicalization of this pandemic, everyone's trying to tote decisions based on party lines where they're at. And you see in Democratic states right now, unfortunately, people are punished more. Even though it's saying that the sun is our best weapon against this virus, but that kind of favors a Republican point of view, so no, we're going to shut everything down still. That is the real disease. We have a lot of narcissism in this country, a lot of whataboutisms, and just the CDC doesn't give us straight answers anymore. Every answer is, well, we have to exaggerate because of this. No, old school, just give it to us straight, Doc. Is it safer to be outside? If you're vaccinated, you should be able to go outside and not wear your mask. If that's what the science supports, that's what you need to tell us. And if you want to say, this is what the science supports, but we're not, as my political opinion is that we're not confident in that, so we're going to still require masks. Tell it to us like that. You know, because, you know, vaccinated sections, non-vaccinated sections, you know, that little card, you know, it's not laminated. You know, I know that some have barcodes, some don't, but in this day and age, not too hard to, you make a 3D dinosaur with your printer, wouldn't be too hard to make a fake Xerox machine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a fake vaccination paper. I think we're just getting beyond it. I think we need to look at where we are with vaccinations. Warp Speed worked. We just got more stuff approved to where I think it's up to like 12 years old and get the vaccines now. We're not seeing huge, giant upticks after baseball games in Texas. There's sharks in the water. I think we're always going to have a COVID situation, just like the cold, you know. And I think we should be able to, if we're honestly looking at things and really going with the science, I think we should be all for going outside. Being inside was not good for us.
Yeah.
It made us fatter, which made us more susceptible, which gave us more underlying conditions. It made us unhappy. It made us aggressive. And coming out and being out and part of society, I think, is good for everyone. And if you're telling me there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that I'll get a variation of COVID opposed to being in my house and getting it anyways, I'd rather be outside.
Amen.
Just medically speaking, Tyrus, before we let you go, do you think kids should be getting the vaccine?
Here's the reason why I think so, is because they're making vaccinations like your new ID card. You can't go on vacation unless you're vaccinated. I want to take my 13-year-old, I don't have a 13-year-old, but if I did, for the point of this argument, if I want to take my 13-year-old to a St. Louis Red Sox game to enjoy the Red Sox destroying St. Louis in front of St. Louis fans.
This is so hateful.
I'm vaccinated, he's not. We can't sit together?
You can't in St. Louis. You just can't in Illinois.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just for family travel and for, you know, if you're going to do those types of things, I look at it as like it's putting sparkles on a cupcake. They're already pretty safe as it is based off the science. So vaccination will only make them stronger so they don't pass it. So I am for it, unless I believe it was in the study that 2,000 kids that were done, it was 100% effective. So I might wait a couple more months to see how things go as a concerned parent, but I don't have an issue with it.
If you ever find yourself in St. Louis during a baseball season, I'll treat you and your family to a game. And
you are the last person that I would ever sit next to in a game, because all you will do is keep checking. Hey, did I show you those Blues pictures from when they beat the Bruins? I'm not falling for that.
Well, I mean, scoreboard. But yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not that type of person. Come on, Tyrus, give me some credit here.
I am. I would
just
totally
once.
Do it.
I would show you once, not keep doing it for the duration.
And I would wear my David Ortiz, you know, jersey going, hey, remember when he, never mind. I'm
you'd
too
have
soon.
You'd have a lot of very, very kind Midwesterner people, you know, bumping into you saying "ope" a lot and trying to be as kind as they could to you while maybe
right.
Just
and,
some
and as soon as they
inside.
Say something I don't like, I'll say you're all, and I'll go, hey, you're all racist.
That's the go-to, I suppose.
and then I'll get, you know, I have to pay for my hot dog. This racist arena, it's ridiculous, you know. So
anything bad that happens to you, I guess that's the easy go-to these days. It's ridiculous, isn't it, Tyrus?
Yeah, and if you disagree with me, it's because you support the big lie. So there you go.
Amen. We've been watching you. We've been watching you on Gutfeld, and we enjoy seeing you on Fox News, and we always enjoy having you here on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks. Check me out on the 5 today.
All right. We absolutely will. Tune into Fox News to see Tyrus on the 5, and you can check the podcast to hear this interview if you missed it. Tyrus, we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.